Everybody.
Oh my goodness.
Welcome back to Camily 30.
Oh my goodness.
It's hard not to look right at you. If you couldn't tell, we're sitting next to each other.
We're actually in person for the first time in what feels like forever.
Yeah. We get to record together. So
that's why it's awkward to make eye contact with Kelly, because she's like sitting right here to my right.
Yeah.
Really weird.
But also, it's like, do we look at each other in the camera or do we look at each other like next to each other?
I don't know. It's just going to be one of those things that we're going to laugh about the entire podcast. It's
yeah.
Be great.
For sure. And also, the backdrop is my messy bed that
we're hanging out
in last time.
Kelly's room in her brand new beautiful house. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're just like having a good time.
Guys, it's officially been 6 months that I've lived in this house, or I've paid rent on 6 months. Isn't that wild?
Yeah,
like,
that's crazy.
How did that happen? It went by so fast.
Six months ago, it was like November. So yeah, I think I blacked out once January happened.
Oh my God. Right. Yikes. 2025, guys. It has not been super kind to us.
No.
We're definitely going to do like updates and everything at some point, just like give you guys the lowdown. But today is not that day.
Nope. Today we're gonna do lighthearted, optimistic, very fun things. We're gonna laugh. We're gonna cry. Probably
no,
just me.
No crying. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe
no
not crying. But
we are together. Like we said last night, we have like some fun plans for this weekend. It was kind of like last minute. Cave just asked if she could come. I mean, slash, I was like, do you want to come? Is it
me? It's been a really weird week, so I just need to get a Dutch. And now that you're so close, you're only 3.5 hours away, there was no excuse for me to not just jump in the RAV and get my booty to bed.
That's right. So she came unexpectedly, sort of. And it's just wild because, yeah, I don't really have that many free weekends this summer.
I know.
Literally starting from last weekend, it's the kickoff of Kelly summer. If you know, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just so excited that this worked out. And potentially we're going to be together next weekend.
I know.
Which
all
is
the
wild.
Time lately. I'm actually really excited.
Yeah.
Like this weekend was good to just like relax, hang out, see some people, see some folks. And then next weekend it'll be maybe not so relaxing, but we'll see. But yeah, I'm just like really glad that it kind of worked out this weekend, not being so insane and having a little bit of casual time.
Yeah, for sure. So we were like, we're calling this like our Candidly 30 retreat because we're trying to get back on the books. We're trying to get our shit together. We know we say that a lot, but like it's happening.
We need to be girl bosses and like people who have
girl bossing
successful companies, successful podcasts, have company retreats where they like talk about their plans and blah, 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 and like coordinate on values and all that good stuff. So guys, if anything, we're taking this seriously. Like we're trying to make this a thing. Which
yeah.
I'm proud of us.
For sure.
It's hard.
But this is more like welcome back content.
Although, so, yeah, our retreat is like maybe 20 minutes that we spent.
Yeah, seriously. We're getting there. Whoops. Though. We're getting there. Don't you worry. But yeah, Keith and I went to dinner last night at Austin and Kayla's house, and it was fantastic. Austin made paella for us.
Oh my gosh, chef's kiss.
It was so good.
He's just an impressive human being to like cook and do all the things like him. Yeah. It was really cool to like hang out. And
yeah.
I love Kayla. So
yeah.
Cute.
And Kaif got to meet baby Ava. That was her first time getting to meet baby Ava. And she's just the chillest baby ever.
I got a lot of baby time in, which I kind of needed to heal my heart a little
bit.
So it was kind of nice.
Yeah, for sure. And so, and then we ended up at one of my other friends, Chip and Laura's, like, EDM show last night, which was super unexpected. And there's all these really cool girl boss DJs that were
actually
really fun. And so it was just nice to go out. And Chip and Laura did such a good job. And Buddy decorating.
The decorations were so cool.
It was supposed to be, like, a spring, like, equinox kind of situation. And they had all these, like, fluorescent silk flowers.
Yeah.
And the lights were really cool. There was lasers. Neon. Yeah, it was wild. So anyways, we didn't even stay out that late, but it felt like
we were in bed by midnight, which is impressive. So yeah, we definitely didn't go as crazy as we have been known to go in the past, but it was still really fun to just like get out and do some things. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So today we're just trying to do our retreat stuff, our podcast stuff. We're going over to another friend's house in a little bit, and we're going to do some crafting for Folk and Forage, which is very exciting. And we'll more to come on that, I'm sure. And then we're just going to get a pedicure and a manicure and do girl shit.
Yeah.
And it's going to be great.
Spa day. Yeah. It's going to be freaking fantastic. I am so excited.
I needed
a girl weekend. So thanks.
Yeah.
Girl weekend, friends, babies. Get my nails done. Just like really healing my broken, fractured soul.
Aww.
Let's not even get into that, though.
No big.
No big.
Yeah. Anyways.
Like, bearing the lead there, but whatever.
Welcome back to season 3. We're very excited to be here. We definitely have some good shit in the works and we're excited to share it with you all. But without further ado, we were going to play, I mean, it's kind of a game. It's more of a TikTok trend. We're a little behind because we had this idea before we decided to take the month long break.
We needed that month.
Yeah, we really did need the break. Mm-hmm. And so, anyways, we planned this out and then we never ended up recording it. So we're still going to put it out because I think it'll be kind of funny.
It'll definitely be funny. I'm like kind of sweating in my pants right now. Like I'm really nervous about how this is going to go down.
So if you know, it's called We Listen and We Don't Judge. And so basically you're just saying things. I mean, you'll see. Basically, you're just saying things that are like embarrassing that you don't actually
listen and we don't judge.
You just know that everyone has these little things that they do that they don't really like advertise, but they do them anyways. And they're not like socially acceptable, basically. And whatever. Anyways, it's going to be great. Most of the time I saw the trend doing it for like husbands and wives doing it to each other, or like kids and parents doing it to each other of like telling them things that they do that like would annoy or hurt the other person, you know, basically just like innocent things. So anyways,
innocent things.
These are just silly and it's supposed to be fun. So listen and don't judge. Okay. Like no big deal.
Okay, great.
Do you want to kick it off or do you want me to start?
No, absolutely not. I would like for you to start because I'm again freaking out, but it's okay.
Oh my gosh. Don't worry. Okay. So we'll say it together for the first one. We listen and we don't judge. Okay. Sometimes when I go to the gym and I'm showering off before like going in the pool and stuff, you know, I just like pee in the shower because I don't want to deal with being all wet and having to go to the bathroom and having to do like 2 steps and take down my whole suit and it's all sticky and whatever. Hey, it's better than peeing in the pool though. So sometimes I just pee in a public shower. People have like shoes anyways, aren't they?
Yeah, so. Are you taking off your swimsuit when you pee?
No.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, no, that's the extra step that I don't want to do. That's why I'm peeing in the shower in the first place, you know?
We listen and we don't judge. Okay. Wow, Kelly's starting off strong.
I told you the embarrassing things.
When Kelly is talking to animals, in particular dogs, I imagine strangling you. Because, yeah.
We listen. Don't. Hey, first of all, that is something. Okay, that is like towards me.
That's what we were doing. That's why I was like anxiety ridden because I have all these things about you that I'm like, I'm gonna kill you.
Okay, this is the other thing about it is that I love doing stuff like this because we were talking about this earlier is that we have like different interpretations of like how to do things. And so I did not make any of mine about Kay Flair, but she obviously made
all interesting people. Here we go.
She obviously made all of them about me, but that's okay.
That's what they were doing on TikTok. It was like, sometimes when I make your scrambled eggs, I don't take out the shells because I'm lazy. Like,
yeah. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Okay. All right. Well, I was okay. Whatever.
Anyway. Fine. Okay, we listen and we don't judge.
Okay, sometimes when people sometimes when like after work and stuff and we go out or like someone invites me like, "Oh, let's go to Yacht Club or let's go to On Tap or something." And I just like have a beer for dinner instead of actually having dinner because I'm lazy and I'm a single person and I don't want to like deal with it even though I'm out in the world. And so sometimes that is drink my calories, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I definitely don't judge you for that because I do that all the time.
Okay, yeah. So I have beer for dinner and or sour or whatever, a seltzer or something. Or multiple.
Yeah, do you ever feel like, you know what, never mind. We listen and we don't judge. Okay, whenever, sometimes, I'll do me.
Okay.
Sometimes when I'm editing the podcast, you know how I have this like lisp kiss? Like,
yeah.
Or whatever? I did it. I just did it right now. Sometimes I leave them in there because I know that it pisses you off. I think it's funny.
It just pisses me off.
Sometimes, yeah, we have like similar kind of sounding voices.
I know.
So we have to like differentiate ourselves.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And sometimes I do leave it in there just to differentiate that I'm talking.
Oh my gosh. That's funny. I do something too, but I can't think of what it is right now. I can only tell when I'm like,
every time editing. I'm editing the podcast, I'm like cringing on the inside because I think my voice is terrible.
Oh my God. Well, yeah, I feel like that too. But
anyway,
we just got to get over that.
We listen and we don't judge.
Okay. Oh, I have my list here, but they're all like really small. Okay. This is a silly one. It kind of is not related anymore because, if you don't know, my neighbors sold their house. So I only have one neighbor on one side. My neighbors sold their house and new people have already moved in. It's already been 30 days since this happened. But towards the end of my old neighbors being there, they had these two dogs. Well, they had one dog and then they got a puppy. And I would be working and my office window was like right next to their dog door. And the older dog would stand in half inside and half outside of the dog door and bark at the little dog so he couldn't come back through the dog door. So the little dog would just be like freaking out and barking like incessantly.
That's annoying.
So I would open my office window and throw treats at them, or I would scream at them like every day because they were so annoying and they would like keep Gary and I up at night and stuff. And I was like, if I can hear it, how the hell can the owners not?
That's my biggest question. Like, how do you not hear that your dog is freaking out and annoying the neighborhood and you're just like okay with it?
Yeah.
What kind of treats are you throwing them?
I mean, I just had these like weird, like little veggie, like training treat things.
Okay.
For when I like, dog sit. No. I mean, they were fucking annoying, but I would never do that. They were actually really
cheese, like cheese sticks with like MDMA or something.
Yeah.
Throw them at a little tiny dog.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I have strong feelings about this, but like, I don't think dogs are bad. I think that their owners just don't train them sometimes.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
So that's where I was like more pissed at the owners. So I would just be like, I don't give a fuck if they're not allowed to have treats. They're going to eat them anyways because
they're hungry and they're dogs.
And
they're annoying.
The owners deserve it if they have like upset tummies or something.
I don't judge you for that at all, but okay. I do judge your dog voice. It drives me up the wall. Oh my God. Anyway,
we listen and we don't judge.
Okay, so as you know, we've had lots and lots of different road trips over the past how many ever years?
Oh my God, what is she gonna say?
Together, friends. Sometimes I will offer my car because I find it more comfortable than yours.
Mm.
Plus, I would rather be passenger princess. I just like for you to drive. I know you don't like driving, but I don't want to drive either. So I'll offer my car before you offer yours so that you feel like you have to at least offer to drive.
I can be the passenger. First of all, your car is more comfortable than mine. I will also agree to that. But hey, most of the time on like our road trips, don't mind driving. But yeah. There's just like a point in my life when like I lived in Yosemite and everything was like an hour and a half to get anywhere, you know, where I was just like so over driving. But these days I don't have to commute and like I don't have to do anything. So I really don't mind driving that much anymore.
But I have to admit that like I will jump ahead of the conversation to offer my car so that
you drive. That's very sweet.
Because I don't want to drive.
I don't judge you for that at all. Good. That's very real.
Yeah, well, that's me admitting to it. So it's definitely real.
We listen and we don't judge.
That makes me feel better, actually. Thanks for not judging me on that. I have been carrying that for a while.
Oh, my God. No worries. Okay. Sometimes when I go to the grocery store, even though I know I have a full list of shit that I'm going to get, I grab, like, the tiny basket so that I don't have to, like, return the cart at the end because I'm, like, a stickler about returning carts. And I don't want to deal with returning the cart after I get all my shit. I just put it all in my, like, reusable bag when I'm, like, at the checkout, you know? And then they take the basket, and then I don't have to deal with shit. So I just get to walk away and be like,
peace. That's, yeah, I don't judge you at all. That's great.
Oh, well.
But we listen.
And we don't judge.
Okay, for me, I'm the individual that leaves the cart in the middle of the parking lot. I don't leave it in the middle of the parking lot, but, like, I'll, you know, hook it up on, like, the...
Oh, the little like
corridor
tree.
Yeah, whatever that is. I don't know what the word that is, but yeah. I just don't want to walk, especially if I had to like park all the way because I live really close to Whole Foods and it's always such an insane parking lot. So if I have to park forever away, I'm not going to like drag the thing back. No, mm-hmm. I'll just like pop it up on the edge.
You are one of those.
I know. I'm going to hell for sure. I'm sorry for the world. But yeah, I'm the individual who's like driving probably too fast in your neighborhood with their music so loud, bass bumping, and I'm the one who leaves the grocery cart.
That's awesome.
A mile and a half away from the Whole Foods.
Amazing.
We listen and we don't judge.
Okay. Sometimes with like, if I see a car coming, especially in Bend, in a roundabout, I just keep driving because I know that they'll slow down and I don't have to come to a complete stop because there are so many stinking stop signs, stop lights, blah, blah, blah. And people like a roundabout is to yield. I do yield, but I just keep driving. If they're far enough away, like I have timed it perfectly where I can fit my car in. And so I'm that person that will just like,
Cutting people off then or
cutting them off. But like if they don't have a blinker on and so I don't know what they're doing, I'll just go out because I'm like, you should have your blinker on if you are not coming out, you know.
So
you
you're not a very courteous driver.
Right. Nope. Definitely not.
I kind of knew that.
I just don't understand coming to a complete stop at a roundabout when there's no one coming. Like, you just keep driving. No, there's no reason
for you to be doing that. Yeah. That's not what like, the point of a roundabout is.
Right. People are insane. They bug me. I mean, we've talked about roundabouts many a time on this podcast, but... Yeah, it's one of the things where I'm just like, I don't care. Like, this shit needs to keep it going. You know what I mean?
I feel like you're doing it right. So if somebody comes at you, I got your back for sure.
Okay.
We listen and then we don't judge. Okay, this one's also a little harsh. I'm sorry.
Oh my God, Keith is being so mean right now. That's
like the whole point. Anyway, you know what? Never mind. So sometimes when we're like chit-chatting and talking and you're telling me all your plans and I'm like trying to follow along... I will admit to like playing Mario Kart in my head and not like deliberately not listening to you.
Oh my God.
Keep all the straight. But it's because I don't care or like I don't have the wherewithal to like retain a lot of that information.
Oh my gosh.
That's why you have to like tell me 6 times that you're doing this and the other thing on that weekend. I'm sorry. I'm a bad friend.
It's okay. Easier probably, honestly, at this point to, like, have a shared calendar because I have a shared calendar with, like, Linz and Lex and Sam and stuff, and it just makes things easier so we know we're, like,
what, I'm the last one to have a shared calendar?
Oh, well, you don't even have a regular calendar!
Yes, I don't, actually. I built one for the house, did I tell you?
No.
Anyway, we'll get one. We'll get one for the pod, and we'll have all of our stuff on it.
Yeah, anyway. That would be really nice, actually. So we just know where we're both at. So you can be like, look at my schedule and be like, oh, wait, she's at a show tonight or like whatever. And
when have I ever been to a show without you? That's not a thing.
No. I mean, like, you're calling me or whatever, texting me, and I'm not texting you back. And you can look at the calendar and be like, oh, this is what she's doing. That's why she's not answering.
Got it. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
For as long. Okay. For, I like, have planning one more. Things. Okay.
You ready?
We listen and we don't judge.
Are you done?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dang. Okay.
I did 5.
My bad.
No, you're the... Yeah, you...
Okay. Sometimes when I can't track you down / or I'm bored, I look at your location.
And oh my God, so do I. I blame you
for telling me that you do that all the time, and now it's a habit I can't kick.
No, I love it. I actually am, like, obsessed with that.
You don't because... stalker, though, but yeah, I feel like I've been stalking you a little bit.
Oh my God. I don't... That is the point of sharing locations, for sure. Natalie, the other day, is so funny. She, like, texts me, and she's like, I have some very important... information to share. Like, she called me and I didn't answer, and then she texted me. She's like, I have some very important stuff to tell you. Like, where are you? I just looked at your location. You're in the middle of nowhere. Are you alive? And I was like, with Kat getting goats at this random farm out in Sisters. So it was just random, but it was just funny because she's like, I just love that she's always like, yeah, I'm looking at your location and I can't find you. Like, what is happening? Like, are we alive? So that's the whole purpose of sharing locations, okay. Obviously.
As long as everybody's aware and consents to being stalked, because that's what it is. I'm stalking.
I mean, yesterday, Kayfler told me she was going to leave at noon and I was looking at her location like every 20 minutes. And she didn't leave until like 1:30. And I was like, okay, bro, whatever.
And I know. I definitely have like a lot of laundry and stuff to do.
Whatever.
Anyway.
It's fine. I do it too. Duh.
That wasn't so bad. I feel like, I'm sorry. It was really harsh a little bit. I thought that you were going to come after me. So I had to like be prepared.
Oh my God. Well, we're going to do this again. And I'm just going to go for Kayfler.
Okay. That's not an invitation to compete or whatever. Dang. Okay.
Invitation to compete. Yes.
I don't know. What's the word I'm looking for?
Yeah.
It's not a competition.
It's fine. I don't know.
Let's jump to gratitude.
We went out last night, guys. I had one beer. I'm a little hungover.
She's so cute.
I'm such a little poon. It's fine.
Let's talk a little bit about last night because that's kind of my grievance, if that's okay.
Oh, yeah. Let's just go straight into it.
Okay. So I don't know, for the audience, I'm sure that you have some semblance of EDM music, but like, it's specifically timed beats that are part of a song. And so,
I'm just thinking about it. It's so ridiculous.
There was like this 5 foot nothing man. So short. He had no
hair. Austin said at the end of the night, he's like, what he doesn't have in height or whatever, he makes up for in enthusiasm. And I was like, oof. Ouch.
5 foot nothing man standing like not even 2 or 3 feet away from us. And he was aggressively clapping.
And then I was like, yeah. Like, oh yeah. So
I was like, he's adding extra notes to the song and like just really fucking up the vibe for me. And I talk to my mom about this all the time because she's, I mean, I'm my mom 2.0, but she like at concerts and stuff, she's been known to say something to like a really obnoxious girl who's just being a real drag on like the vibe. Mm-hmm. So she like grabbed her ponytail and ripped her down when she repeatedly told her to stop being annoying.
Your mom pulled someone's pony?
Yeah, that's not even the half of it. I'm telling you, like,
wow.
I'm a confrontational person, but if I've asked you, I asked this guy like twice. I was like, dude, you're ruining the vibe. You're adding extra shit. You're like, you're just stop. Just there's no need for you to be clapping, guy. There's no need for it. Twice I asked him. And then the last time I like went right up to him and I clapped right in his face.
Like mimicking what he's doing. And I was like, oh my God, we need to leave. Something's gonna happen. She's gonna beat out this tiny thing. So
frustrating.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. But also,
clapped in his face.
Legitimately, okay, there's like two things.
He deserved it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there's two things I just have to add. First of all, I noticed it because I'm hyper aware of my surroundings. And so I pointed it out. So I do feel very guilty because I feel like I'm sure Kayfler would have heard it eventually, but she was like, I didn't notice it until you said something. And now I can't unhear it. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. That's how I've been feeling for the last 20 minutes.
He ruined it.
Yeah, he really did. So anyways, and the thing is that we didn't want to, like, move from where we were because all of our friends who were actually, like, working the show, whose show it was, they kept coming out of, like, this side of the – that's where, like, the green room was or whatever. So all of our friends were just hanging out with us there or, like, going back and forth into the green room. So it was, like, where we wanted to be, and he just, like, kept getting closer to us. So it was just frustrating because – yeah. So anyways, Kayfler took it matters into her own hands, and then we briskly left after that.
And he was like, no one else has told me this. I'm like, no shit, dude. I'm the only one with balls to clap in your freaking face.
Yeah, that's so true. He wasn't like, very happy.
Yeah, he was like, I'm just going to keep doing it because, like, no one else has said anything. And I'm like, well, then if that's the case, we're all leaving and you ruined the night. Goodbye. So we all left right after that, which is fine. Like, I mean, we all got home before midnight anyway, so it kind of worked out. But
yeah,
I'm just like, people like that drag me up the wall. I'm like, I've asked you multiple times to quit being a dick. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to continue to be a dick, then look, I'm going to whip mine out just as well. So right in your face, you're into clapping. Because you deserved it. Such an ass.
Yeah. Anyways, the show was really fun.
I'm really not that confrontational. Like, this is not my regularly scheduled program.
Sure.
It is it, I promise.
We listen and we don't judge.
Anyway.
Just kidding. Gratitudes. Yeah. So, gratitude is just the fact that we're bringing the pod back. Yay! And we're back in it. We're back in the game. Season 3. Here we go. We are doing an intro episode, or like we've already done an intro episode, but just like we're happy that we're back and happy that Cave came, and that we're having our Candidly 30 retreat for all of you.
Corporate retreat.
Yeah, it's really expensive. We're like really doing the most over here, but no big deal.
And I like how we end totally retreat with like our nails and pedi because we, you know, we work hard for 20 minutes and then we get a 3.5 hour salon date. I love it.
No big deal. Also, just both of us had really rough weeks.
Yeah.
And it was just really needed that we like catch up and hang out. And
we needed some best friend time for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. So it's just nice that Kate wanted to come over. I offered to go over there because I feel like I don't go over there long like enough, but she needed to get out.
I need to get out of Dodge. I needed to like shake up the energy and the vibe. Mm-hmm. So but I am like thoroughly excited. I think like season 3 we've done a lot of work beforehand to like get cool content and get new guests in, talk about different things, be more structured. So I think season 3 is going to be the best yet.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah.
And we're working a lot on, like, our recording, our editing, things like that. So, yeah.
Shout out to Renee.
Yeah, thanks, Mama.
Woo-woo.
And, Yeah. Thank you so much for being candid with us.
Yeah, it was like a really quick one, but more to come. I'm excited. And we'll do this again because this was really funny.
Yeah. I mean, we'll just say keep following the TikTok trends. If you don't have a TikTok already, follow me on TikTok.
Yeah. Kelly has a whole mission to get to 10,000 followers.
Yep. 10,000 followers on TikTok. I'm doing it.
And she's kind of crushing it. This last week, she went up by like 1,500, right?
Yeah. I've gone up like... Yeah, right now I have like 3,200.
Paying attention. It's not always that I just like don't listen.
But yeah, I have way more followers than I was expecting, honestly. So yeah, very exciting.
She's crushing it.
Yeah.
All right, go crush it yourself and join us again for season 3, baby.
Woo! Okay. And we're back. We love you.
Thanks for being candid.
Bye.
All for today's episode.
Hope you enjoyed listening as much as we love you.
Follow us on Instagram @candidly30.
See you next week, bitches.